You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back here in the Youth Ministry Sherpa Studio. Hey, everyone. My name is Matthew.
And I'm Steve, and we are the Youth Ministry Sherpas, helping youth workers to keep going. So how are you today, my friend?
I am doing okay. It's a little bit of a gray and gloomy day, so it I got a little shortness in my step somehow, but I'll recover. It's early in the morning. We're doing some early morning recording.
It's Friday. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's good because it's Friday.
Yeah,
it's the
weekend.
It's bad because I'm tired.
Yeah. I have a full day tomorrow, so it's almost like my Thursday. Actually, it's almost like my Wednesday because I have Sunday.
Right.
It's like hump day. Friday's hump day today.
Welcome to the world of youth ministry, where the weekends are the midweeks.
The midweeks are the weekends. There you go.
So anyway, okay. We are rolling along through the alphabet.
We are.
Making progress. This is day 17, right?
17. Here we are.
So that means we're up to the next letter, which we'll introduce in just a second. It's one of the most difficult letters to come up with.
Not a lot of options here.
Yeah. But it's your turn today. And last year I had this letter.
You did.
I came up with a great word for it.
You did.
I don't remember what the word means. I remember the word, but I don't remember the definition.
I saw it yesterday when I was perusing the dictionary for cue words.
Well, anyway, Matthew, what is your word for
the letter Q?
Thank you, Morgan Freeman. My word for the letter Q is qualm.
Qualm.
Qualm. Q-U-A-L-M. Qualm. Yeah. An uneasy feeling or a pang of conscience as to conduct.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yeah, I usually have heard it in a phrase.
He has no qualms about lying, or I have no qualms about that. Yeah, I don't have an uneasy feeling. It's usually used in the negative, like I don't have any qualms. I want to phrase.
I was
this.
Hoping you were going to go with Queen because we interviewed Katie Edwards yesterday.
We did, and that would
she
have
is
been
the Queen of Youth Ministry.
It was one of the words I thought about.
Okay.
I just,
anyway,
the multiple ways we could have went with there were too similar to other episodes.
There weren't a lot of cue options.
Yes, qualm. So. 2 days ago,
okay. My
word was optimistic.
Oh, no.
And so this is the opposite. What are the things about the current state of students, volunteers, parents, the church, that actually you have qualms about? You have uneasy feelings. You're not against it. You're not opposed to it. You're not ready to fight it. But you have this uneasy feeling like this is not a good trend. And how are we going to combat that? What are some things that you have qualms about?
Someone just put a sign on my door.
Oh.
Which is, actually, I was going to say that. Okay.
So, yeah, Steve, what are things that you have qualms about in student ministry with students or parents or leaders or just where things are at?
How heavy do we want to get here?
I mean, we've had some really fun episodes. So, maybe we can just be heavy. It's only 10 minutes of heaviness. Let's do it.
Okay. One of the things I have qualms about, and I think is going to be a major issue for youth ministry, it already is, but it's going to be increasingly so, is what do we do with sexuality and sexual identity in our culture?
Mm-hmm.
How do we help students navigate all the muck, all the mire, all the confusion of that? That's daunting.
Absolutely, because our student culture is leading the curve on this.
Correct.
I mean, this is going to be an issue in the church, but it is first going to be an issue in student ministry.
Well, and it already is.
It already is, yes.
Yeah. So clearly. we have to figure out how to navigate it. And the difficult part of it is, in addition to just it's confusing, is we want to keep kids connected to Christ. We want to help them see that God is on their side and believes in them and loves them. But we also have a corrective element of youth ministry that we need to provide in truth. And so mixing those two together and helping kids to see that we are for them, not against them, no matter what their struggle might be, is a really hard nuance to communicate.
Especially in today's culture where so many people take not agreeing with them as an offense,
right,
as an affront, as a fight, and that's not at all what we're trying to communicate.
Yeah, you don't agree, therefore you don't love me and care about me.
Right, which is not true, but it only is true as what they perceive or believe.
Yeah.
We can know that it's not true, but if they believe it to be true, man, that gives me some qualms, some uneasy.
Yeah, and I think particularly difficult for me to understand. I don't want to go into this too deeply because that's really not where our podcast kind of goes into the heavy theological topics of the day. But it makes me really uncomfortable how young students are when these issues come up.
Right.
You know, middle school kids wrestling with transgendered issues to me is it's scary because decisions are being made about young lives that are going to affect them forever. And I don't know that they're ready to make those decisions when you're 13, 14 years old. You're not ready to make very many decisions at that age. You can't drive. You can't join the military. You can't quit school, but you can make a decision about your identity that may impact the rest of your life.
Right.
That gives me a real pause for a real...
uneasiness.
It gives me a qualm.
A qualm,
yes. Is that how you use the word?
Yes,
a
I qualm? Think so, yes. I have qualms about that.
Can you have one qualm?
I think you can have a qualm. I don't know. Let's just make it so.
A singular qualm. I've never heard it used that way.
Maybe but so.
I have qualms about using qualm.
All right, there you
anyway,
go.
Anyway, so that would be the first thing that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, for me, not as heavy, but to me, just as important is I just have qualms about the level of, how do I want to state this, about how much pressure we're putting on our students today. And when I say we, I say society is part mm-hmm. of we. I say church is part of we. Parents are part of we. So much more is expected of our students today than was when I came through. I remember a fairly carefree middle school and high school experience that had all of the same junk that you know you have today with identity and friends and all that stuff. But ostensibly it was carefree. And I don't see a carefreeness in almost any student anymore these days. And I have qualms about that because I think that's not healthy at all.
Too much emphasis on what they're going to do.
Yes.
On their career choice, their academic choices, their future college and all those kinds of things at an earlier age than ever. I have qualms about that too. Who needs to be worried about what their career is going to be when they're 15 years old?
Exactly.
Who even knows?
Yeah.
But there's such a push in school and
absolutely.
You know, from everybody. You got to figure this out.
The whole system is set up to make you figure it out way before you should ever be able to figure it out.
Here's an example of that. So when I was in high school, many moons ago, we had a few AP courses. You took those courses if you were bent that direction, you took the AP test, and maybe you got a few college credits. Then they added a ton of AP courses. There's a plethora of AP courses, right? Then they added,
IB? No.
Let's go there first. Well, at our local high school here near the church, we have the IB program, the International Baccalaureate program, which is more, it's like AP on steroids.
Yep.
Right? And then they started to add more community college courses in high school. So now seniors don't even go to high school, they go to college. Juniors are taking college courses. It's like everything is backed up earlier and earlier because that's just a push. And it's like an educational monstrosity.
Yes, I have qualms about that.
I do too.
I was playing golf with one of the elders in our church the other day, and we were talking about that issue, actually, and he was just like, oh, I hated that. He's like, I was the smart aleck kid who, whenever anyone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I always said, I want to be the comptroller of Flagstaff, Arizona. He's like, I just would mess with people because I was like, I'm 15. I don't know what I'm going to be like. Get off me.
When he was 15, he did not say, I'm going to be the comptroller of Flagstaff, Arizona.
Actually, I'm quite confident he did.
Really?
Yes. This is a very, very bright man who I'm sure at 15 knew what the comptroller of Flagstaff, Arizona did and what it meant.
I don't even know what a comptroller is.
I think it's a money thing. It's a finance thing.
It's not like an air traffic
controller?
That's
who you pay your taxes to. You pay it to the comptroller of Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
They handle all the money, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow. I guess I need to go back to school and learn what a comptroller is.
Maybe if I'd taken
that last AP course, I'd know.
You probably should have, absolutely. If only IB was there when you were there.
Right.
Anything else you have qualms about? Anything else that gives you uneasy feelings about the church, parents,
yeah,
you know, students, volunteers? I don't know if you notice this a trend at your church. I don't know if this is just our church or if this is kind of like a societal thing, but the lack of commitment. And what I mean by that is, and we joke about it at our church, but it's becoming the point where it's not a joke anymore, where you sign up for something, but then you don't go to that thing. So, yeah, I want to go do this class. You know, we'll have 50 people sign up for a class. 25 to 30 will actually come to the class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that?
Sign up. But you're not committed to actually participate
and be there. Like I don't know. I have qualms about that because I feel like that's a symptom of a bigger thing. I don't know what it is yet. We haven't cracked that nut yet. but I'm uneasy about that because I feel like it's pointing towards something bigger that's not healthy.
I have qualms about technology.
Okay.
We talked about this many, many times in the podcast. But just the absolute obsession and addiction to our phones. I'm as guilty as anybody, but students are just so plugged in. You know, there's evidence out there, scientific research that shows that it's rewiring their brains
right,
in a way that is unhealthy. And I think especially for the spiritual life, a life of contemplation, a life of imagination, a life of listening to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's difficult when your mind is connected to your phone for God to make his way in.
Yeah.
And so I have qualms about that. I don't know the answers because the phones are great. Communication is easy. Connectivity is good. But it's definitely changing the way kids think.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wait.
What's that sound?
What's that sound? I have no qualms about the fact that you're going to hear a llama sound. Which means it's time for your new word of the day.
It is.
And the word for today is house.
House?
House. Your 17th word is house. Lock it into the secret Sherpa phrase, and at the end of our Sherpa Shorts, you can email us the phrase. If you do that, you'll be entered for a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa, Florida, at the National Youth Workers Convention. It is going to be amazing.
Did you ever watch the show House?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We were big into that. House. Yeah,
it's a good show.
Yeah.
I was always blown away that guy was British.
Because you don't hear it on the show.
No.
Yeah.
When you hear his voice in real life, you're like, wow, he's British.
Yeah, it's like half the cast of Walking Dead is
British, all British, and too.
You don't know it.
Yeah. So I don't know why I said that.
Anyway, anything else you have qualms about, or should we kind of like, and it's already a little bit of a sleepy episode, but
I'll just mention real quickly, I have qualms about it's kind of what you're saying, commitment, the amount of church attendance that, you know, that's decreased. The average person who attends church attends 1.7 times a month. That's the latest stat that I heard.
That's the latest stat.
You know, if that keeps dropping, it's going to be 1.7 times every 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
It makes it difficult when so much of what we do is built around getting together.
Being in community.
Programming.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I have qualms about that. There's solutions to that. Technology is maybe part of the solution to that. But it does give me cause for qualms
and uneasiness. Absolutely. Well, what do you have qualms out there, Sherpa listeners? Do you have qualms about anything in student ministry or in life? Jump on our Facebook or our Instagram and tell us what they are. We'd love to engage in that conversation.
Can you say qualms like 1,000 times?
Qualms, 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 qualms. I probably could.
Hard. It's a hard word to say.
It hard is. But there it is. That's our word for the day.
That's a good word.
And that is it for today. Tomorrow we're back with day 18 and a new letter and a new word and a new episode. We hope you join us.
We do. Until then,
Sherpas out.